It's time for Chasing the Word on Compassion Radio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you, honey.
Welcome to Chasing the Word on Compassion Radio.
It is our way to start the week right, we hope at least. We've been at this thing for about 3 or 4 years now. It's a great project for us and hopefully an encouragement to you.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been hard work, though, because it really has challenged some of the things that we have thought about Scripture in the past, and we're getting a new perspective just by talking about it with each other.
We decided to take the Word seriously, which means that all of the Word is to be taken seriously, not just those little things here and there, like grab a verse and build an entire sermon around it. But we're also not preaching through it exegetically, meaning that we're analyzing every single word. This is a story that the author is telling us, and the book of John is a narrative from the eyes and from the lips of the Apostle John, better known as best friend of Jesus. Now we're in chapter 6, working our way through a very long chapter. There's 70-odd verses in this entire chapter. Mm-hmm. In program 4 here, we're going to cover verses 30 to 50-ish, somewhere in there.
So I'm going to start in verse 30, just recapping one verse from last week, and then continue from there. "What sign, then, are you going to do so we may see and believe you?" they asked. "What are you going to perform? Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus said to them, "I assure you, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said, "Sir, give us this bread always." "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "No one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. But as I told you, you've seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those he has given me, but should raise them up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Therefore the Jews started complaining about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say now that I have come down from heaven?" Jesus answered them, "Stop complaining among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will be taught by God. Everyone who has listened to and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. I assure you, anyone who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of this world is my flesh." Well, at that, the Jews argued among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "I assure you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourselves. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, because my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the manna your fathers ate, and they died. The one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum.
It's a pretty wild sermon. Mm-hmm. Of course, we talked last week about how when you bring imagery in there and people are thinking concretely, it's kind of hard to get past to what the real meaning of your metaphor was. And these people are acting like toddlers. They want concrete, just tell me what it is kind of talk. When everything about Jesus has been about something deeper. Everything that we would think is solid, everything that we would think is real. Jesus is saying, it's just the veneer. It's just the covering over something that's far more substantial, eternal, full of power, full of reality, full of real life.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they heard one thing and then they camped there. They didn't really hear anything else that Jesus said other than, I am the bread of life. And when they heard that, their ears were closed. They just went off on this tangent in their minds about, how can we eat this bread? How can he be the bread? And then when he starts talking about my flesh and my blood, that gets a little crazy. And I have to be real honest here. I might have been one of those people that went, whoa, Jesus, I don't think I can go there with you.
Well, he goes there with them to say how ridiculous it is that you're stuck on something that is about your stomachs, your physical stomach. And he's literally using those kind of words metaphorically like a pun.
Sure.
If you can't stomach what I have to say, you can't digest the word of God. He's using that to the nth degree to get the point across. And he talks about his flesh. These things in that context are about what we do, the content of our character, the way we live our lives. So when we talk about living out of our flesh, we assume that the flesh we're talking about is born of evil because we talk about mankind being selfish and having all the deadly fruits of the flesh, which are born in sin. And our lives are full of that. We know when we fail. We know when we're bent towards destruction. We see all that around us. The world is like that. But when Jesus talks, eat of my flesh, he's talking about the things that flow from the character of God. His flesh is not corrupt. Even his physical flesh reflects the word made flesh. He's not talking about corruption here or about evil. He's talking about who he really is.
This reminds me that these things cannot be understood. They cannot be grasped with our human minds. It has to be the Holy Spirit that reveals these truths to us, that allows our mind to get wrapped around what Jesus is actually saying. Because on the surface level, if you hear things like this without the Spirit of God influencing you, I can imagine that it would be very difficult to hear, because we do hear, eat my flesh, drink my blood. And that is a very physical thing to eat and drink. So when we hear that just on the surface level, I mean, it's very unnerving. And these people were not being influenced by the power of the Holy Spirit in understanding.
They weren't being gifted that, for sure.
Exactly.
That epiphany, that revelation that comes when we get the aha moment, where it's like, ah, I get it, because I just get it in my heart. Not just my mind. My mind can understand that Jesus is a Savior, but what does it really mean? What does it mean that he came and became flesh among us? When we experience him, realize that he's as close as our heartbeat, that's something that's even deeper than our heart beating in our chest. It's not just a physical thing. It is a emotional, spiritual thing that undergirds all the things that we say we experience in this material world. That's what Jesus is trying to get across.
Well, a number of times he says also that I will raise them up in the last days. That kind of leads us down another pathway. What does that mean, that he's going to raise us up in the last days? Is it our physical bodies that he's raising up? Is it our spiritual bodies that he's raising up? He's calling his disciples to him in such a way that it says, I've got you covered. I'm going to take care of you. When you do these things, when you believe these hard truths, or when you accept these hard truths, I've got you. And I'm going to be the one to hold you and raise you up.
And he's calling forth fruit. He's planted in us the seed of real life. And we are literally the seed planted in the earth around us. That he's trying to grow in us a bumper crop of spiritual fruit. And that is real. That's something that exists well past time and past our existence on this earth. We believe these things because the Bible tells us this, to be eternal, that they will outlast it all. So if those things are in us, if the spiritual plant is alive, if the seed is planted in the ground, ready to come forth with new growth and new fruit, then it's his. It's eternal. The other fruit is to be raised up to destruction. There is a thing called being raised to death. Yeah, I think the whole idea of the final judgment really is, are these plants that are alive in the spirit or are they dead in the spirit? To which thing are they being resurrected? To condemnation because they turned away from him, or still have the freedom of agency to do that when the time comes? I don't know. All that stuff are great mysteries about how they'll play out, but we are given great hints here about who God says he is and what he's calling forth in us. 78 years now, we've depended on the faithful encouragement of friends just like you to bring this unique radio and media ministry to the air each day. You can drop us a line, ask a question, submit a prayer request, or download a free Bible study guide in just the same way. It all happens at CompassionRadio.com. This dynamic gospel is available to you in a handy paperback edition, and I'd love to send you one when you send your gift and ask for it. Remember, this is a 100% listener-supported ministry. If you've never supported us before, would you consider doing so this month? I know many of you can and want to give more, so I'll not be shy in asking for that support. Thank you for seriously considering this request and challenge. Our toll-free order line is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. If you need to call early or late, that's okay. Just make sure to leave your name and phone number, and we'll get back to you immediately when the doors open each business day. You can also give anytime online at CompassionRadio.com. And if you prefer to put a stamp on it, you can always find us at Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. God bless you as you stretch your faith this year of 2021. I hope we can be a real encouragement and challenge to you for many, many years to come. And make sure to ask for your own copy of The Dynamic Gospel when you contact us today. We are given great hints here about who God says he is and what he's calling forth in us.
So why don't you go ahead and read this same passage from the Dynamic Gospel, and we'll talk about that a little bit.
Okay, honey, this comes from the Dynamic Gospel, the edition of the Book of John that we have been offering to our Compassion Radio supporters and listeners as a companion to this series, but also as our gift to you for supporting the ministry and the projects that we do. So I'm going to start at verse 30 again. Now, this wasn't the type of food talk that they were hoping for. They grew skeptical once again. Okay then, you want us to fall in with you. What's to convince us that you're the one? Show us something compelling. Here's an idea. How about a consistent diet, you know, like our forefathers? God fed them every day with bread from heaven. It says so right there in the scriptures. Oh, come on, Jesus replied. The stuff you got from Moses wasn't anything special. Right now, God is giving you the real food of heaven. Or do you just want junk food? The bread of God doesn't just get you by for a day. It's alive. It can feed the whole world for a day and forever. The interest of the crowd returned. Oh, now you're talking. That's exactly what we're looking for. Give us some of that. Now Jesus got to the clincher. I am that bread. Full of life. Pursue me and you'll never know hunger again. Take a deep drink of faith in me and you'll never be thirsty again. I've said it over and over again. If you've seen me, you've seen the one. And still, it bounces right off your foreheads. The Father is pouring out all the good stuff on me. Just watch and see. Really. Stick around. I won't chase you away. I haven't come down here to satisfy myself, but to carry out the orders of the one who sent me. This is what the Father wants me to do. I am to gather up all who will come and keep them safe and sound. Until all is said and done, I am to make sure that not one is lost. And this is what the Father wants you to do. Seek me out and stick with me. You'll be full of life everlasting, and nothing's going to hold you down on the day of judgment. The local religious leaders had joined the crowd and shook their heads, murmuring amongst themselves. What was all this about, I am the bread of life, and I've come down from heaven? Was he totally insane? They tried to shout Jesus down with insults. Isn't this just Jesus, the son of that carpenter Joseph and his wife Mary? Haven't we known him since he was a kid? What's all this crazy talk of I descended from above? Jesus heard it and said, stop right there. You're never going to get it unless the Father himself opens your minds. But for those whose minds are open to the Father's leading, they won't be able to stay away. They'll stick with me all the way to heaven. I will personally raise them up. It's right there in the writings of the prophets. In every single scroll, the Father is pointing to the Son. Those who understand that, who really know what the Father is saying, follow me. And why? Because they sense that I've seen the Father face to face. It rubs off. Okay, I'm saying it one more time. He who stakes his claim with me is going to live forever. I am the bread that brings the life. Your forefathers ate something they called what is it? It got them by, but it wasn't magical. They still eventually died. But now real bread and real life are raining down from heaven. Sink your teeth into that bread, and you'll live forever. Have you figured it out yet? I am that bread. I bring the very life of heaven down with me. I urge you, eat this bread. You'll never die. Everything I am, body included, I willingly give as a life-saving meal for the whole world. Now, this made the religious leaders queasy. Well, that's disgusting. Do they think we're cannibals? Jesus shook his head. So, that's where you're going with this idea? Good grief. Fine, I'll play along. If you don't eat the body of God's Son, if you don't drink deep of his blood, he'll never really get inside you. Jesus turned the address to the whole crowd. Do you get that? If you want eternal life, you'll have to eat me and drink my blood. That way you'll have no choice on the judgment day. You'll have to raise up because nothing's going to hold me back when it's time to go. No more empty calories. What you need is real food and drink. I'm it. Ingest me right down to your toes, then I'll be so fully in you that they won't be able to tell us apart. You'll be just like me. The Father sent me down here from the real feast. I would utterly starve if I didn't feed on him moment to moment. You can do the same thing. Feed on me, and you'll never die. So, here's the difference. Your forefathers got a shower of mush to get them by for a while. It wasn't magical food. They still died. But now it's raining food from heaven's table. Eat, friends. You'll live forever. This message in the street became the sermon that Jesus preached that very Saturday in the Capernaum meeting house.
They're still hung up on physical food. You know, they're wanting to be fed by manna from heaven again because they don't want to work for their food. They want to just be fulfilled and not have to do the work to find the food, to prepare the food, and all of that that it takes to be nourished.
And he's saying you don't have to prepare that food. It's already prepared. But he is talking about a soul food, real soul food.
I think that's what they're getting hung up on, obviously. There's the difference between the physical food and the spiritual food, and they're not being able to parse the difference in that, I think. And that's a difficult thing to do because when we talk about the physical needs that our bodies have, those are urgent needs most of the time. And when we're hungry or we're thirsty, we got to figure that out. We got to fill that need. the thing about the Sermon on the Mount back in the book of Matthew, where Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, yeah. for they will be filled. And I think that's what Jesus is talking about right here, that hunger and that thirst for righteousness. It's a spiritual thing. And this is the bread and the drink that is going to fill that spiritual need.
And it brings back the question of fasting. Why was it so important to Jesus? Why did he say that certain things are so big spiritually? Some obstacles are so big that you can't move them but for prayer and fasting. Mm. Because when you have nothing else to eat, you have to feed on something. You have no hope if you didn't believe you were going to live through the week, if you didn't believe God was there with you. We have a friend that's going to be starting his fast next week for the first time in years. He plans to spend an entire week in prayer with no food, just mm-hmm. water. Mm-hmm. It's still a discipline that actually, for most people, is physically possible and brings incredible rewards. And some people need to make that decision to go do that sometime. Other people just physically can't. But there is something that's promised in that kind of discipline, that you can draw close to God in a way that your physical body really can't any other way but mm-hmm. to put itself below and under the bigger thing, mm-hmm. the eternal thing, mm-hmm. and bring that to the surface and let it feed on good, solid food. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that God's calling you to, friends, as far as pursuing Him, feed at the table. He's already prepared the food. It's not like we have to come up with some kind of new recipe. He's literally serving it from His table to us to feast on. It's there in the Word. It's there in prayer. It's there around us. If we're willing to step to the table mm-hmm. with Jesus and feast at His table, not mm-hmm. ours. Mm-hmm. So that's our encouragement to wrap up today's Compassion Radio. This Chasing the Word series, of course, is available to you on our podcast every week. We'd love to have you catch up. If you haven't heard other messages and discussions we've had on the Book of John so far, please catch them at CompassionRadio.com. We'll see you next Monday for the next Chasing the Word, and we'll see you tomorrow on Compassion Radio.
May the Lord grant you peace. May His love shine down, love shine down, and meet your every need, and keep your feet from stumbling, and fix your eyes on the mark, on the prize. As you go, may you rest in Christ. Receive His grace to love all men, in spite of all the differences. May your words be filled with life that crumble walls of fear and pride. Take up the cross to serve the least and the lost. As you go, be the hands of God. as you go. Go with God. Go in peace.
God bless you as you stretch your faith this year of 2021. I hope we can be a real encouragement and challenge to you for many, many years to come. And make sure to ask for your own copy of The Dynamic Gospel when you contact us today. Remember, none of this is possible without you. If you believe hearing the good news from the front lines of faith builds your faith, then let us know today. Just call us at 1-800-868-2478. Write us at Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or make your gift through our website, compassionradio.com. We need you, friend, so contact us today.